down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports Podcast with your host, Joe Kay, and of course, the president, owner, CEO, and overall lord of the TSL, Topper. And sitting over there in the co-host chair, we got the mouth that goes a mile a minute, Trish! And of course, we got a couple of guests that you can't wait to hear from in a minute, so let's get to the show.
At least we're getting it done early. There's not going to be anything funny to say before this, so welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL Podcast. I am your host, Joe Kay, as always. Coming to you recorded from Topper's Tavern and Poolside Cabana and Dog Park and Daycare Center today.
Daycare Center today.
It's funny. The dogs are doing all the work. We'll get into that in a bit. I'm your host, Joe Kay. I'm a little burned. I'm a little hungover, but that just means it was a really good playoff Saturday. And as always, the peanut butter to my jelly, Topper McGovern is here.
The peanut butter, huh?
Well, either way, you're
scary. You saw one video.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have sent it to everybody. I didn't mean to be on that email chain, but here we are. Patrick, how are you feeling, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah,
feel good.
You look good. You look happy. Yeah. Probably because you don't have to play football for another 2 months.
Yeah, nice.
Well, how's your shoulder feeling? Because obviously you weren't throwing.
I didn't throw, so it feels, you know, that's pretty much where I can move it.
All right. Are you getting fixed?
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, like immediately, like off-season
thing? I have to see. I'll talk to Doobie, see what he says.
That's fair. Is he your doctor?
Well, I mean, I'll just call him up and say, I need an appointment to come and see you.
Hey, my shoulder only moves 30%. Yeah. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, Topper, probably. For a quarterback.
Hurts. It always hurts.
Well, that's from carrying the league on your back for so long,
right?
Yeah,
that's probably true.
I love that. And next to him is a very handsome man with a very handsome beard. Honestly, the true sidekick to this podcast, Jeff Kroll, is back.
I always appreciate compliments on the beard. Thank you, Joe.
Well, that's how can you not compliment that beard? It's fantastic. That's why, literally, you know, like when it's almost time to retire, somebody has to challenge you to do a beard versus beard match.
Yeah. Klessler tried that, I think, last session, like a hair versus beard thing.
Yeah, but
my wife wouldn't let me take the challenge.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to grow that?
I think probably like a solid like 4 or 5 months to get it going, and then after that it's just kind of I trim it to keep it around the same length.
All right, that's fair. So if you did have to shave it off, how long would it take for you to get it back?
To get back to what you're seeing today?
Yeah.
4 months is my guess.
Yeah, it's 100%. So yeah. That's not the worst thing.
It's not the worst thing in the world. It's fine.
That's fine. You're fine. All right, and sitting there in the female co-host chair, Steph, I don't know how to say your last name. I've never learned it.
Chaya.
Chaya? No, it's like
what?
Siaha.
Chaya.
No, it's not like Siaha Blanc
no.
or something. Are you kidding
me? Like
Chaya? Nobody's ever going to say that.
I like
that
your
way.
Pronunciation better.
Most people do. Speaking of the microphone, we talked about this.
I like your pronunciation better.
I like my pronunciation better, too. You had a hell of a night. I can't believe you're here, actually, because
yeah,
I feel
same.
Like you're hammered. But
you sound your voice is almost gone.
I know. Your voice is already shot, and you already don't speak up, so this is going well for you.
This is great.
Thanks for coming. This is your first time on this show in a while, right?
When was the last
time? I know you've been like our backstage crew and audience a few times.
I've been on one time, like officially, and then, yeah.
You asked me to be on all the time. So.
I do.
But it doesn't matter because you're just going to give insight into the games already playing, so you're not like useful to me.
I'm
kidding. You're very useful. I'm just messing around. And we'll have stuff to talk about with Breakfast Club and whatever else happens.
Can't wait.
Shenanigans.
Can't wait.
And then our special guest has not been on the show yet. He blew us off once already because he struggled to wake up, but that's A-okay. He's a mini TSL celebrity already because he has a nickname. Colorado Mike is here.
Yeah.
Hello, Colorado Mike.
Hello.
All right, so we'll start off with you because you're the only one that hasn't been on the show before. How did you get into the league?
A long time ago, actually.
What's a long time ago?
I would say, at this point, like 9 years ago.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right.
And I, like, when I first came in, thought I was, you know.
Hot shit. Yeah. Why did you think you were hot shit?
Well, because I had came in, I'd played high school football, and then I had a tryout with the Colorado Buffaloes.
Colorado Mike.
And, there's more to that.
Yeah. Tell the people. No, we're going
to
do it right now.
Tell the people. So, basically, I just joined right into Breakfast Club, and, you know, I was trying to get on a team, and so I had played with Topper also on, like, a Milton Boys team, I think he came up with.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, and I was doing all right there, but, like, I wouldn't say, like, you know, amazing, though, either. And so but I was really into myself, thinking I could do better, get on another team, and like I was telling him how fast I was and all that.
I heard all about you.
And so he's like, hey, you know, maybe this team over here will take you, and they made me do a 40 yard dash, and I was hammered.
Naturally. Yeah, that's actually the first sign of a good TSLer, though, so don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, go talk to them, see if they'll take you. And they're like, well, you're going to have to run the 40. And I'm like, okay. And I had these Timberland boots on.
Yes, you did.
That were untied.
Didn't even think to tie them.
No, didn't even try. and they're like, go. And I took off as fast as I could, which I thought I was actually going pretty quick.
Apparently, but, faster but than I could keep up with.
So fast that I face planted mid 40. And it wasn't just like a regular wipeout. It was like one of those scorpions where your feet touch your shoulders, like you just like they go way up like a tail. Didn't happen once. It was twice. But they had me do it again.
Well, they should have. You failed. The first time.
And I fell again.
Well, that's all they needed. Did they sign you after that?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
No. I was asking though. I was like, yeah, but how fast was I going before I wiped out?
That's very important. So that's when you became Colorado Mike. I know that for sure.
Yep.
But hey, you place planted. But now you've been in the league. You said 9 years. What other teams have you played for?
I've been on and off, honestly. And it was usually just Breakfast Club. And then it's just this last season I got on Itches and O's with Steve Moser.
Mm-hmm.
And then started my own team, Passing While Intoxicated. Okay. So now I'm on those two teams right now.
So how are you liking running the team?
It's a lot more than I expected.
Right? Sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the only thing that I hate is that, like, I just wish that you could, like, I need to find some more people that can commit fully so that I'm not looking around for subs constantly on Saturday last minute.
Oh, welcome to TSL, man.
Yep, so that's, like, the worst. Jeff always helps me out with that, but it's getting a little annoying on my end anyways. I'm sure Jeff keeps it to
himself. Oh, I enjoy it every time.
Yeah, do you? Do you? Yeah, scrambling around.
Nothing we enjoy more than finding subs for people.
Right,
that's what I mean. So no, I just got to find some a little bit bigger of a roster so that I have people that can commit to every Saturday, which I think even that's something that people don't understand is the commitment that the league really is sometimes.
It's a job at times. I think a lot of we all smile because we all know it's like, I mean, when you talk to people who aren't in the league, they're like, oh, cool, so what are you doing Saturday? Well, I have football. Like, cool, what are you doing after? It's like, no, I have football.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It means I will be gone from 8 o'clock in the morning, potentially. Well, that's you. You're probably gone at 7:30 or something. But till, I don't know, the next day, depending on how the night goes. You might stop home to change clothes and go out with a group. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's almost frustrating when someone tries to make Saturday night plans with you, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. Like, how late I'm going to run at the bar. You know, it just becomes an inconvenience. So you got to commit your Saturdays.
It's terrible. Like, at least you have it right. Like, you married somebody who's also all about football and will be there. So it's like, easy. It's like, cool, we have football. It's real.
Yeah.
It's great, you know? But like as somebody who's dated somebody in the league and outside, like, it's two different worlds. Because if they're in the league and they're there, it's easy. It's easy peasy. It's like, cool, nothing bad happens. You don't have to worry about it because you're doing the same shit all day. Somebody who's not a part of it, it's like, why do you got to be there all day? I'm like, you just don't get it. Like, you just don't get it. And that was before I, like, for me personally, had to do all of the shit I do now, like recording podcasts, hanging out, blah, blah, blah. Not that I do, but you guys do everything. I'm just to hang out and look cool. But still got to do it. So that's about that. What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah. So like you said, like you played Breakfast Club a whole bunch of times. Tell me how much you like Breakfast Club.
Oh, I love Breakfast Club. I think it's like its own league. And what I like about it, honestly, is you can like some of your teammates from your team that you're used to playing with, you end up playing against them.
Exactly.
Like I love that. I'm on the same team with Jeremy Street, but then the one time when our teams played each other, that was fun. We were covering each other the whole time.
It's super great. And that's the way, again, I mean, I've said it a billion times now. Breakfast Club is the way you meet new people. You get to do things. And now it's the only way to really get on the sub list, which I guess, before we lead into the scores of what happened, I guess we should just say that we've talked about it long enough. I'm pretty confident that we're doing Breakfast Club in the fall. And, so we're going to have to get more captains. We're going to get captains signed up, see how it works out. And we'll probably do sign-ups sooner than later. I think we should, just because that way we don't have to scramble around during the summer weeks and all that other jazz. And there's enough people that say they want to play, so screw it. Let's just keep it rolling. But with that, Stephanie, you're going to rate us the scores from Breakfast Club Games. Let's go.
All right. So 9 o'clock, we have Little Deeks, 49, Dominatrix, 30, Steph Infection, 22, Genitalia, 18.
All right. So Mike, we'll go to you. I mean, both of you guys are losers. Dominatrix of these games, so you guys can talk about it. But, Mike, why don't you give me your synopsis of what happened before Topper chimes in with how cool he was on that one sideline play.
Well, Topper played good on defense.
He sure
did. And so did the... Honestly, that's really what was keeping us in the game was our defense. Even though the score might not say it, there's times where we made some plays that we needed, especially when we were trying to climb back into it.
Didn't feel like a 19-point defeat.
It did not.
No, it didn't.
And because John got that one interception, and that turned everything around because we scored on that drive.
Yep.
And then it was kind of right at the end there. That's when we kind of fell apart defensively, and I also tripped.
Yeah,
at the end
you hit it hard on the last play that got us the touchdown. That kind of
wide open.
Well, and you tripped twice during running the 40, and you tripped during this moment.
There's a common theme.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think you tripped the other week when Topper got that pick. Right?
I did. So, I fell. Yeah, I fell the last time too, and he threw an interception because the ball was to me, and it was a good throw, but I fell.
Colorado, not known for his balance.
No.
Balance too.
Gravity works differently in Colorado.
It's a mile high.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
That's a very good response. I love that. Tyler, you played pretty well. You busted up some plays and busted up some fingers.
Yeah. I thought we played pretty good yesterday. And
I think so, too.
The game just got a little out of hand at one point, and that was it. I mean, we had the ball in the second half to start, and the first play was a pick. So
yeah, that's kind of where that's devastating. Because we went up, what was it? Did we go up two scores early and then you guys came back? So it was 17-14 at the half?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's what it was. Yeah, you guys scored right at the end and had the ball. So it was like, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, a lot of people, like, they poke fun at you because you guys had a terrible regular season. But a lot of that was because you missed half of it and then you didn't have Katie, who is literally your best player. Yeah. I mean, no offense to people in the room. She's a superstar.
Yeah.
So she missed most of the season, too. And then all of a sudden you guys got healthy for the playoffs, essentially. And that's why you played real well last week, and then this week you guys were very good. I mean, you didn't throw. Do you win if you throw?
I don't think so. I mean,
some of those interceptions that Jeff ended up throwing. I mean, it was they were tipped. You know,
yeah,
knocked
up in
the air.
Off Tammy's arm and then ended up in I think Amber's hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, because I was coming back from I was peeing honestly at halftime. Came back and all of a sudden we had the ball back. I'm like, oh, that's a great play, obviously. So and then the other one was another tip pick too. Ooh. That
off of Katie.
The wind, like, she beat Travis pretty clean there, and the wind kind of slowed. You know, Jeff May has not the most strong arm in the world, so the wind kind of slowed it up. So she had to come back for it, and she was kind of falling as she was catching it.
Yeah.
And it bounced like off of her and went up in the air as Travis was still chasing her down, and he picked it off the bounce. It was actually It was a really good play. That one kind of is the one that. That nail in the coffin. That was really cool. Stephanie, Steph Infection 22, Genitalia 18. Jenna was supposed to be here to talk about this game, but she decided to get really drunk, and she might show up sometime in the middle of things, but that's on her. I don't really care. We're good. Steph, tell me about the game.
Oh, man, it was back and forth. It was a really good game, closer than I wanted it to be.
Naturally.
I'm glad it was this close, though, because it made it competition. We just had to stop him on defense.
What was that?
Jackson's tail.
Okay.
He's very excited.
Oh, God. No, but we just kind of played our defense, and we just kept doing what we had to do, and we
scored. Did you have to come back in this game?
Did we come back? At one point, yes. We were down by four. Right. And then it was like we were up by four, down by four, they were up by four.
I heard it was back and forth in the second half. That's all I really knew was going on.
It was pretty crazy. But we converted on our extra points. They didn't convert on theirs, and that's kind of what happened.
So tell me a little bit more about your team. Who's good? Like, what do you love about your
team? I love my
team. I know.
They're all great. I'm glad I drafted what I did. And
who did you draft?
So
shout them out.
Let's see. We got Garrett is the quarterback. We have Stoner Dave. We have Mel, the number one female. We have Ashley Bauer, the greatest. No one really knows about her, but she's great. We have the new girl, Camille, and we're getting her into the league, and she's loving staying. She starts staying the last 2 weeks. She's been staying and, like, drinking, which I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, I met her yesterday. She's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, how she told me. My various Facebook, everybody joined the league, thank God, her to just, like, say, all right, cool.
And she's like, all right, I'm in. And then someone asked her, she's like, are you going to keep doing it? She's like, I think so. And I'm like, good. And I hope she gets more involved, too, with another team as well. She subbed for a D6 team a few weeks ago, she said. She got asked. And I'm like, good. Perfect.
That's
what Breakfast Club's for.
That's how it starts, yeah.
And that's how
you learn how to play with people that if you're new to the league, chances are you're not going to play in D1. Right. Pretty, unless you're, you know, a superstar athlete from Colorado. But, joke aside.
Exactly.
Joke aside, though, Breakfast Club is great because, like we said, you get to play with people who you normally wouldn't get to that can teach you a whole bunch of shit about the league. Like, if you join a D6 team that's still figuring it out themselves, you might not learn as much as you would.
Yeah.
Learning from
Breakfast Club, yeah.
Yeah, anybody in Breakfast Club. So.
That's how Ashley said, too. She's like, I wanted to be with Gary. She wanted to be on Gary's team because
that's
all
she
knew.
Yeah, she tried to rig that stuff and we shut that
and
right
I was
down.
Like, nope, I know you. You're on my team. And I'm glad she is and I can't wait for her to be back. We won for her. I told myself we won for her because she wasn't here yesterday.
She wasn't. But yeah, that was great. You guys played really well. I think it's safe to say that these were the two best teams for most of the season.
I agree.
I think it's going to be a really great championship.
Especially
because
we're
1-1,
too.
Yeah, we are. We play each other twice, that's for sure. So it'll be really exciting to see what happens when we just demolish you guys. It's going to be awesome.
No,
you guys are done.
No, you're done.
I can't wait. Either way, like I said, real quick, shout out to Travis because his ankle is something he shouldn't be playing on, and he actually played really well. He threw the ball very, very well, and he even started covering Katie man-on-man, and he probably shouldn't have been doing that. But and I was like, man, I hope she doesn't break his ankles because she's going to break his ankles.
She's going to break his ankle.
But he played really well, and like I said, he had that one pick that kind of changed the game, so he gets a little shout-out for that, too.
Aww.
But we're going to move on to the 10 o'clock games.
All right, so 10 o'clock. We have the Untouchables, 34, Sleazen Season 6, Frodo Swaggins, 28, Show Me Them TDs, 19, Free Ballers, 27, Buffalo Vice, 23, and 4th and Something, 28, Itches and Nose, 29.
All right, Mike, this is your first game of the day. Well, your second game of the day, I guess. But big win, Itches and Nose. Why don't you tell me about that game, man?
That was a good one. It was going back and forth the whole time. We did, though, step it up on defense. It seems like Itches and Nose always does that once playoffs start because we
don't play defense in the regular season.
And because we got three interceptions, and those were huge.
Wow.
Because,
who got the picks?
Dirks, we call him, Andrew. Dirks and Steve Moser got the...
Steve got one. Helping his own cause.
Yep. Yeah, and so I think Dirks had the other two of them, and then Steve got the third one there. And it was huge because they were all picks when they were kind of in scoring range at least, you know. And it stopped them. And we could have had another one. Another one
Did
of our
fall?
Teammates. No. luckily, this time nobody fell. It was just kind of a mental error. One of our teammates, Stanley Shumagala, it went right to him, and he had nothing but green grass, and he just decides to bat it down. And we were like, "What are you doing?" But it was just kind of one of those. It was kind of one of those funny moments. But in true Itches and Nose fashion, we won by 1 point. Last play of the game.
Really?
That's just
seems was it an extra point or just the touchdown? Give you the
touchdown.
Ball?
They needed the touchdown,
okay.
And they're trying to get it.
Oh, they had the ball.
They had the ball.
Okay.
That's kind of how it always ends for us. We'll either have a long sustaining drive at the end of the game to win by 1 point, or we'll have to play defense and make a stand and win by 1 point.
Okay. And you did, and that's great for you guys. So Itches and Nose is a team. Like, we know a lot about the Mosers and, you know, all the girls that play, but. You already mentioned a couple of guys. Like, who are the guys that make Itches and Nose run other than Steve?
So you have who I mentioned, Dirks. Then you got Jeremy Street.
Yep.
And then Rob Lee, Robert
Lee. Robert
Lee. Yeah, he's good. We picked up a new guy, Sean. I can't remember his last name. Forgive
Sean,
me.
Sean,
the last name. He's fast and he's coming along good. It takes a minute. I noticed, like, you can be a good athlete and you still have to like. Find your niche or your spot on the team, you know what I mean?
100%.
They have me rushing on defense. That's pretty much my whole role on Itches and Nose.
Oh, really?
The whole time.
Well, yeah, that's a team that can afford to do that because their females are so talented.
Exactly.
That they can cover, and that's...
So, yeah, they move Riley Moser and Laura Streeter back to coverage on the girls, and then they have me rush.
Fantastic. So let's see here. Untouchables took on Sleazen Season, the 1-8 matchup, and Burr was just slinging it.
He was doing good.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
All right, what'd you see?
Oh, just Burr being Burr.
Yeah. Like, so that used to mean a different thing, though. Mm-hmm. Like, when Burr being Burr meant he's being some kind of asshole or something like that you just want to, like...
He gets pretty intense during the games.
I get being intense, though. He's definitely an intense person, but, like... I think he's really loving what he's doing here with Untouchables.
Yeah.
He it's been really great to just see him, like, succeed. Because it's such a good story. You know, he's just a dude in D1. He's like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to go play quarterback in D3. And they've just been growing as a team pretty much since he got there. And now they're, like he said, last year they were really good. And they didn't pay much attention in the playoffs. They just assumed they'd win, and they got upset. He's like, but this time we're focused. He goes, I already told them all, we're winning this game, and we're not, like, taking our foot off the gas. Because we did that last year, and look what happened. So shout out to them. Frodo Swaggins took on Show Me Them TDs. Did anybody see any of that? I know I didn't.
I saw just the end of that game. I know that Show Me Them TDs had the ball at the end. They needed a gender touchdown. Obviously, they lost by 9. And the last play of the game, they took a shot. I think it was to Missy. There's a picture on the website. And Josh Schneider from Frodo batted it down, and that's what sealed the game.
Well, yeah, so they were still in it the whole game. That's pretty good. You like to see that. I know they had a little bit of a rough season, too, that they're probably not happy with. But they keep growing as a team. I know that they've had trouble with
attendance,
rosters, et cetera. But and hopefully, I think
John is moving.
Yeah, I heard that.
He's going to Florida or something, right?
Yeah, I heard that too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that group of people. But good to see that. Free Ballers then took on Buffalo Vice in a pretty close game. Free Ballers ended up getting the win 27-23. Anybody see any of that? Because I definitely didn't.
No.
Nope.
Because I was at the bar getting ready to play in the next hour. But.
So it's like you hear from your athletes. I was at the bar preparing to play in an hour.
excuse me, sir. Athlete? it's using the athlete term pretty loosely here.
It's pain medicine for the next game.
It is. Yeah. It's like taking ibuprofen before
the
game.
Exactly.
Emma's peeking in here. She's future bar stud. How old is your daughter?
She's 4.
Kyler and Mike's daughter here is here as well. And I don't know if you know this, but she's been at the bar the last couple weeks. And how does it feel that she's 4 and already running the bar?
Oh, she's more popular than I am.
Well, obviously.
They don't want to talk to me. Everyone wants to talk to her. And she doesn't fall. Yes. She takes after her mother.
And I did see her actually winning some of her races yesterday.
She did. She won some races. She was great at shots. Wait, never mind. I'm kidding. For legal reasons, we did not give a 4-year-old shots yesterday. Anyway. But, so Free Ballers come across with their win, which is, that seems like a very good game for Vice. Like I said, I think they thought they weren't D3 material, because I know they moved up without winning D4, but they fit right in. There's no problem there. So, I assume everybody showed up for them, which is great. So, with that, let's move on to 11 o'clock.
All right. We have Gray Hair Don't Care, 35, Bullet Club, 25. Past Our Prime, 39. When Dove Cries, 14. Dilfs, 29. The Notorious B&B, 28. And Practice Squad, 49. Spinelli's Plumbing, 38.
Did you really write Spinelli's Plumping, Topper?
Probably.
Well, he wrote Inches and O's, too, right?
Yeah, that happens all the time, though. Yeah. So, like, I ignore that one. Plumping is hilarious to me. That's a new one.
I didn't even notice it.
Spinelli's Plumping. Practice Squad beat Spinelli's. That was a 1-8 matchup. Closer than it... probably seen, but Practice Squad's been really, really, really good. Really, really good. And I don't think anybody's noticed. So shout out to them for just taking care of business. Dills 29, Notorious B&B 28. You have to have the rundown from that one. That seems super exciting.
Well, I was on the sideline, so I watched a lot of that game.
I knew you had the rundown. Let's go.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it was kind of a rough start for B&B. Travis actually had a pair of really nice picks in that game. And I think somebody else from Dills had a pick at one point as well.
That's the game where Travis had 2 picks and threw 2 picks.
Oh, yeah, because Doobie wasn't there, right? He was playing
quarterback. Yeah, no Doobie this week, so Travis is playing quarterback. Obviously, he's a little hobbled with his ankle. But kind of a rough start for B&B. But, you know, those guys on the sideline were really dialed in. And, like, Garrett in particular, just such a great, like, team guy.
I love Garrett.
Rallying the troops and, like, all that stuff. Like, guys, like, we're in this game. And they've got the perfect people for, like, a comeback-type team, right? People that aren't going to quit on it. People that are, like, playing for each other. So they came back. Came down to the last play of the game. Alex dropped back. He hit Garrett in the end zone. Garrett caught what would have been the game-winning touchdown, but the ref, I think it was Ruben, ruled that Alex was sacked on the play. Ooh. One of those things, like, was his arm coming forward? Was it not coming forward? Mm. And,
boy,
you know, that's how the game ended.
Got some PTSD from that one?
Yeah. Immediately afterwards, I was like, oh, my God, it's the whole tight ends game again. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yep,
that sucks.
Those plays are so bang bang though. Like,
exactly. You can't get too angry at a ref. It's like, look, you know, that could have been called either way, but you can't say that it was called wrong.
You think it
don't
was
know.
A sack?
I think it could have been called either way, and that's
right.
It.
Look at you.
That's
right
it.
Right, toe the line.
Yeah,
toe the line, Jeff. Yeah. Master Prime 39. When Dove Cries 14. Patrick, what happened?
I'm over here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you said Patrick would have it. You looked over at Colorado Mike.
No, I actually just was looking at his daughter. She wasn't drowning or anything.
Gotcha.
I got that. Don't you worry.
Right. Hey.
Like, do you want more eyes in this situation?
Well, what if you fall?
That's a great point.
All right, I will help. I'll accept your help.
Thank you. That's
my bad.
So, we just weren't on yesterday.
No, it's one of those days.
Yeah, bad day.
I'm past our prime. I'm sure everybody showed up and
pretty much. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, there's not much
you can do. Kyle, Keon.
I said Keon was
Sean.
Keon, yeah. Yeah.
That's a D1 team.
Because it's mostly D1 players. Yeah. So, who knows? Maybe we'll adjust some rules. So
probably
we can't
have to adjust some rules.
Multiple D1 players on other teams.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, I
figured that
much.
Sorry, Hogan.
That's going to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, he can move up to D1, but that'll also go poorly for him. So, like, what are you going to do here? But, yeah, sorry, Hogan. But he already knows. I know he knows it's bullshit. It's fine. Then Gray Hair played Bullet Club. I'm telling you, I don't think this is the right score. I'm pretty sure we lost by less than that. It doesn't matter because we still lost. But Steph, you're here, so I'll let you talk about our game before I jump in real quick.
Oh, man. That was the best game we've played all season.
Sure was.
For sure. Just one play away from winning. Yeah, that's all I got.
Steph, you
got
to give me way more than this.
It was so... I don't even know.
You want to be on the show, and then you don't say anything. You just say
it
words.
Was so good, though. Like, I don't know. We did so well, and we just came up short.
We did. So, anyway, I'll jump in here because you're struggling.
I am struggling.
So what had happened was, like I said, Bullet Club, I was mad at them. I'll admit it, because it's playoffs, and people are traveling. They didn't show up. They had golf tournaments or whatever. And, you know, you can only do so much. But, like, Tommy Hughes gets some credit because that dude was in Chicago for work. I know this specifically. I work with him. But, no, you're sitting there, Jenna. Jenna's here now. But what ends up... I snapped. Like, what am I doing? I'm a dog. Or you're a dog. But anyway, Tommy was in Chicago, and he woke up at 6 a.m. this morning to fly in and drove immediately from the airport to play this game. And that dude played his ass off.
He did.
We had to Iron Man it. So it was just me, Dylan, Tom, and our new guy, Nate. Nate, who's missed most of the season because he pulled his quad. And in this game, within the first half, Tom pulled his hamstring, and Nate pulled his quad again. So we have... four guys, two of them are on one leg, and the other one is me. So, like, that's not the best thing. But somehow, like, I mean, we kind of talked about this earlier a couple weeks ago when we played Topper's team. Dylan has figured it out for our team, which was a problem before. He was awesome. Like, he was great. He's making great throws.
Yep.
And there was a play. Honestly, the game changed. It was close to the game change. Tommy ran a beautiful route where it was like a post-up-out thing that just, I don't even know who was on him, but they got burned. And Dylan threw... a throw to Tom that maybe was slightly high in his head and a little behind him, but Tom makes that catch 99 out of 100 times, and this was just the one that he didn't. Like, when he didn't catch it, everybody on the sideline was like, oh my God, that kid always makes that catch. And that would have been a touchdown and would have changed the game completely. Instead, we don't get any points on that, and we go down. But we fought to the end, and like I had asked George later, I was like, so were you guys actually worried or anything? Because I figured they weren't. We're 0-10 at this point. And he's like, no. He goes, we couldn't stop because we thought we were – like, one mistake, you guys were going to come back, you guys were playing that great. And I, like I said, I started out the game really mad at the team because it's been a brutal season, and, like, my frustrations were coming out. When people bail 40 minutes before a game, it fucking sucks. But the guys who were there battled their asses off. The girls were amazing, as usual, and Dylan played excellent, and I'm proud of the team. It's hard, like, oh, you're 0-10 for the season, but I'm proud of those dudes. Like, we killed it. And
even Nate came out, like... Yeah. He, like, balled out for, like, he's, like, he sure learning did. The game, and I was...
Yeah, on one leg.
Yeah.
Diving
yeah, on one leg,
like
too, and he's learning.
He made some amazing catches,
amazing
too.
Amazing catches.
But it is what it is. We had two plays that we could have scored on. We didn't score on it, and that's a wrap. So, Gray Hair's very good, don't get me wrong. Like, they're an excellent team. I'm not going
to
take anything away from them.
I used
but,
to play with them, so...
Right, so
yeah.
I feel like we missed our shot, which is fine.
Even the Tutties got a tie this year.
Yeah.
But they tied a terrible team, to be fair.
So they got two of the win-loss ties.
You're right. They probably would have went 3-6 in D2. It's my bad. Whatever, man.
Hey, I'm the stat
don't,
guy.
Don't
this
run
is what I do.
You killed it, man. No, that was an excellent stat. Thank you for trying to hurt me like you always do. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
So you're half an hour to 35 minutes late. That's super cool. You hungover?
Yeah,
you look like
honest,
shit, actually. That's pretty cool.
I forgot you even asked me to show up to this.
Yeah,
so.
You maybe want to cut back on your alcoholism.
Morning.
So, Jen, have you been on the show before?
I have not.
All right, cool. So I'm going to give you the little rundown. When did you get into the league?
About 3 years
Speak
ago.
Speak closer to the mic. I
about
know you don't know that
About 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago.
That's cool. How'd you become a part of it?
Tony Fela asked me to join the league. Yep, Tony Fela asked me to join the league. I joined a team with him and then joined Topper's team the season following.
Right.
And which then I have taken over since he had left.
How much does it suck running a team? I asked Mike this earlier.
I don't think it sucks running a team, at least for my team, because they communicate very well. They show up all the time, so I don't really have issues with people bailing out.
Sounds awesome. Look at her cool flex.
Mike's like,
Mike's just
buying that. I don't get any of this.
Fuck my team.
I don't have issues with people not showing up and not trying to be there, so I don't really have to do much, to be honest, other than pay roughies. Which now my roughies just cover that, so I don't even really do that anymore.
Yeah, you started reffing this year, too.
I did.
How is that going for you?
It's good. I like it a lot. I definitely have a lot to learn as far as the rules and, you know, getting a little bit better with that. But I think I've been getting better every game. So, you know,
improvement is all you can really
it.
Ask for.
I like it. So, it's good.
I love that. Steph already talked a bunch of shit about how she beat you in Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
so,
she...
Do you guys have a bet? Because I told you you should have made the loser drive B's brothers home. You messed that up.
Well...
Actually, I don't think either of them could have driven, so no. Never mind.
It was a good game. There were a lot of words to be said between teams during that game.
Oh, that sounds about right. Why didn't you bring up the fun stuff?
There were a lot of words to be said. Adrian caught a touchdown that both teams agreed was in, and then Billy insisted that it wasn't in, so that, you know, made a lot of people upset.
Well, that means he wasn't in. Billy Gunn's never wrong.
You know, there were a lot of words. It was a tough loss for us.
All right.
That was a tough loss.
Well, you're going to have to remember your winners and losers for later, so you don't even know them right now. So take your time to figure things out. With that, we'll scroll on to the noon games.
Noon. We have Baspian, 22, and Zack Attack with the win, 28. Cunning Stunts, 25. Can't Touch This, 36. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 20. Puckett All-Stars, 10.
All right, so... Zack Attack Baspian went to overtime, I hear.
It did, yeah.
Really
exciting.
Did you end up watching that one?
I watched a little bit of the overtime just because overtime is cool.
Overtime's crazy.
Yeah. Playoff overtime is just such a fantastic thing to watch.
So explain exactly how it went down for the people, just because, like, nobody knows. Tell me how overtime went.
I mean, I can tell you how overtime works. I wasn't paying attention to the specific, like,
give
who's up,
works,
who's down.
That's fine.
This is how it works. Each team starts at, the two-point conversion line, so 10 yards out. You get three plays to score a touchdown. Topper's going to correct me if I get any of this wrong. Three plays to score. One of them has to be to a girl.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? Then you go for the extra point as normal. And then the other team gets a chance to equal or top what you just did. And if it's remained tied after one overtime each, you go to a second. And then by the time you get to the third overtime, it's the same rules, but every conversion must be a two-pointer.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So basically it's like, the closest we can get to college rules, which is still great.
Yeah.
I've only seen one overtime game myself. It was, I think, when Garrett was Frodo, they were the one seed. Was it Vaspian they had to play in overtime as an 8 seed? Like,
so,
I remember it was going to be an 8-1 upset, right?
Yeah, so that could be right, actually. The only overtime I can remember is, I think, when Scared Hitless won D3. Didn't they beat, All We Do Is Quinn or something in an overtime game?
And then when Mountain Doomy won in D5 against Practice Squad.
Was that overtime, too?
Yeah. That was the overtime game, because I remember B missed the throw on the last play, and he had Renee wide open. He didn't see him. I remember people were messing with him.
That was
a few years ago. Practice Squad's rebounded quite nicely from that. Don't you worry about it. So that's great. So shout out to Zack Attack for getting the overtime win as the 7 seed.
Seven seed.
I know Vastman had trouble because, as we recently found out, Brian, I guess, hurt his shoulder, couldn't be throwing. So they have a. That's Cammy. Anyway.
Did she break glass? I have no idea what happened there.
I think she bumped
her.
Yeah, she bumped her.
I thought she sneezed.
She might have sneezed. I don't know. Dogs are great. Anyway, so Brian had hurt his shoulder, so he couldn't be throwing, unfortunately. But I guess they have another guy on the team, Ben, that's like a hybrid quarterback guy, so he just took over. Because I remember we had talked about in the sub chat, because we have to discuss everything. Like, Vestman didn't ask for a quarterback, so, like, who's doing it? And
the guy they had in actually looked pretty good.
Right, I guess he's just
I watched that game.
Yeah.
He didn't look bad.
So you watched the game, you watched overtime, you didn't say anything.
I didn't watch the overtime, but I watched a part of it. I was going to jump in, but, like, the whole game was back and forth. All girls were making plays on both sides of the ball, both teams.
Yeah,
that's all I really saw.
Well, the Zag Attack girls do things very well, such as make breakfast, except for right now. But anyway, they're not listening to this later. It doesn't really matter. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons. I hate you, Andrew. 20. Puckett All-Stars, 10, which 10 is not a high number. I kind of expected better from Puckett. You have to have an Andrew rundown from this.
I do. I have an Andrew rundown. I'm going to read it off my phone right now. So I'm just going to read this verbatim.
As you should.
Score was 20-0 at one point. Carl and Andrew both had touchdowns. Jason had a pick six, so that was all of Lightning Falcons' scores. Lightning Falcons had two interceptions. They finally scored. Puckett finally scored with 5 minutes left. They had a girl throw a jump ball to one of their guys. Christina Nelson had like 8 or 9 catches, just could not be covered by their girls. And let's see. Jason caught a touchdown pass, took a step, was tagged, pushed, ball. He's just giving me nonsense about this terrible write-up by Andrew here. Alex Big Boy Baker played excellent defense. Tommy Gunn Mullen torched his guy, played great defense. And Puckett just had a bad case of the drops.
Well, that'll do it. So shout-out to ILF for moving on. And then in maybe the biggest upset of the day, maybe, can't touch this 36, the Cunning Suns 25. I'm going to read my excerpt now because Ryan is messaging me furiously. He's thrilled about the league, by the way. Can't Touch This loves this league. They took a bunch of videos. They love everything about it. They hang out at the bar. They're great. But look, Ryan actually said, he said if there's still time, because I told him earlier, like, if you're going to give me anything, do it earlier. But then, you know, whatever. Irrelevant. If there's still time, our girls deserve a shout-out. Save their best game for the playoffs. The MVP of the game was my fiance Ryan. Yes, Ryan is marrying Ryan. She spells it really weird. I think it's the only person in the world with this name. Huh. She goes, I didn't know she could be so competitive. Exclamation point. Game gets a little physical and she responded. Not only did she have a touchdown, but she had a deflection in the end zone that led to me getting an interception and an interception of her own off of Joey Batts on their last drive, which is our first girl interception of the year. He goes, their last drive was, they were up by one and they ended up having to score to put them away. And that's exactly what they did. She goes, he actually sent me videos that it does nothing for a radio show, but, he goes, Aaron makes one of the catches of the year on this laser in tight coverage with 2 minutes left to go up 9. And obviously we have to go for two because end the game because that's what we do here. And who else? MVP of the day. My fiance gets crushed from behind and holds on to send the Suns home. And according to the video, a little aggressive, but she made the catch and that's it. He goes, this is why I love the league. I love that the girls are so important to team success because they have moments like this. So shout out to our females one time and Robbie. So big day for them. That's the way you have to defeat a gender team is get gender scores, and they did it there, and it was exciting. I'm really happy for them. They seem ecstatic. So it's gonna be really fun to see who wins this division because it's just really good teams across the board. It's craziness. Let's move on to 1 o'clock.
All right, we have Cobblestone 34, Not So Sticky 32, TMA 20, and Passing While Intoxicated 28, Tater Tots 33, Come From Behind 30. And Red Zone Mafia, 39-716-20.
Okay, so the Tater Tots, 33, come from behind 30. I'm going to talk about it quick because Jeff Eason gave me like the quick little thing that happened here. He said, the defense kept us in the game early on, but then the offense came alive in the second half. Drunk Meg had two touchdowns and another long catch to set up her final TD to win the game. Shout out to Tater Tots, beating come from behind after playing against them. They didn't do too well just a week ago, so hey, whatever. 33-30, yeah. That's an awesome game. Did anybody see any of the other games besides the ones you played in? Jen, did you ref this week?
I did. I refed the practice squad game versus Spinelli's at 11.
Oh, that's not going to help us. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
Should get here on time.
That's the only game I reffed.
No bigs. Oh, I thought you reffed more than that. My bad.
No.
Cool. So, God, I don't know which one. All right. So, Red Zone Mafia, 39-716-20. Red Zone Mafia is just, you know, a really good team, and 716 is almost a really good team, so this is where you get the result. Who wants to go? God,
Not So Sticky.
Yeah, you lose, so technically you get to go first. Cobblestone 34, Not So Sticky 32, but man, I thought Not So Sticky was going to pull off this upset of the century.
It was an incredible game, and I know we have Jenna here also, so she can give a recap. Yeah.
I forget about this.
I saw you guys going nuts at one point.
So I can tell you what that was. So
I can tell you what it was, too.
Yeah, of course. So let me start at the beginning. So we fell down 3 scores early. We were down 20-0. And usually when a team gets up by, like, 20 points, 3 scores early, like, you know, they kind of relax a little bit. And for whatever reason, these guys on Cobblestone just really started, like, taunting us when they were up 3 scores.
They started taunting us, like, 2 minutes into the game.
It was wild. Like, they're on the other side being like, these guys can't play football. These guys can't play football. It's like, dude, like, there's no need to say that. You're winning this game by, like, a big amount right now. Like, you can kind of relax a little bit. And the one guy on their team was like, no, I'm all serious when I play. Like, I'll have fun later, but I'm here to be serious now. And it's like, congratulations, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Sounds like D5.
We're just for fun team here, but all right. But maybe, I don't know if that inspired us or what, but it had to have, right?
It's so, all right, if you're going to talk shit like that, all it's going to do is fire up.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
You don't give them bullets and board material.
Yeah, so we did play fired up. So we actually came back. The play that everyone was going crazy about, my wife had just this bonkers touchdown that looked like it was badly overthrown by Rags. And Christine just made a hell of a play to catch up to it. It didn't look possible that she was going to corral this thing in, but somehow, like, full extension, she grabbed it, didn't face plants, like, kept running for a touchdown.
Take notes, Mike.
We were all just going crazy. Yeah. Yeah, Mike doesn't know anything about staying on his feet. So yeah, so we all ran to the field, like, celebrating like we won a game.
Awesome.
I think that, so we were down 4 at that point. That actually put us up 4. We got the extra point. We went up 6. We got a stop. And all we had to do was score to win the game. Unfortunately, one of their guys picked it off in the end zone. Then they marched down. And they scored. They had a gender score. They had a girl throw to one of their guys to beat us with, like, no time left on the clock. Mm. So we did lose in the end, but we made a game of it after going down 20 to nothing.
Game.
Yeah,
it was a very good
it was exciting.
That was a good throw by that girl, too, at the end.
Yeah, it was a good throw by that girl, yeah. I wish I knew her name.
Good work, that girl.
Yeah. It wasn't Daryl's Lindsay. Hair. It was the other one.
It was Daryl's
Amy.
Hair.
Amy is her name?
How was Daryl's hair?
That's her name, yeah.
Daryl's hair is important questions our listeners want to know.
Daryl's hair? It was fantastic.
Of course it was.
Top notch.
Especially windblown?
Top notch.
Christine had another good touchdown.
She did, yeah.
She, like...
How dare you change the subject?
I don't know. I think she ran like an out and up or something.
And yeah, she just outran the field.
She just kept running, and the other girl just stopped chasing her. Like, and I was like,
yeah, Christine's decent at football.
She does all right.
Let's get that on the record.
She does okay.
Okay, doctor. Great at football.
Okay, doctor. Fair enough. All right, so, and then, oh God, maybe this is the biggest upset of the day. Passing while intoxicated, 28, TMA 20. Connor, I'm like, this is your moment. Just gloat about your team you don't like.
I did not fall.
Obviously.
At all that time.
This is what happens when he stays on his feet.
This is what happens when I'm able to stay on my feet, exactly. I think that coming into the league, having a new team, it takes a minute to start gelling. So I think these past couple weeks, like, we had minor improvements each week where – you know, we're getting a little bit better at this, or we're getting a little bit better at that, and then it just kind of came together yesterday, and so, like, the whole team played good, like, and I think we were a whole different passing while intoxicated team than when we played them in the regular season. I don't think they were ready for. I don't think they were ready for it, because we prepared this time, and it showed. And Buddy Lee, Alex Lee, our quarterback, he played great.
I thought you were a quarterback.
I usually am, but we've been switching on and off to see what works, and depending on what kind of defense we play against, he just does better at, like, the hurry up, like, okay. keeping the offense on an up tempo. So when we're doing that, he throws, and then when we come in there and we have like a set of plays that we want to run, and like routes that we have like kind of drawn up, I'll play.
Okay.
And I'll throw.
So tell me more about the people on your team, because we don't know much about passing while intoxicated.
So I already mentioned we have Buddy Lee, and then a lot of us are honestly just guys that played football with each other in high school, because I did play with Buddy Lee, and then I have Addison, and known as Stanley in the league. Shumagala was also on Itches. And then I have Alex Dukowitz and Brett Shumagala, who's Stanley's brother, who also played football with us. Like, so it's basically a bunch of high school guys that we all went to high school together.
And what about your girls?
And the girls, we have Amanda Lynn, and then we have Joelle. Joelle's been kind of, I think, she's not been able to get here the past couple weeks, but when she is there, she's good. And then Amanda's been, she never played before.
Really?
And she's hilarious out there, because she's like, what do I do? What do I do? And it's like, run straight, and then after like 10 steps, turn right. that's how she wants to explain, because if you say, do an out and up, she's like, what?
I'm going off the field.
Yeah, and then she'll get mad too. Like, but she's getting really good at rushing. Like, so she's starting to learn how to get that down. Because like before, she would fall for a lot of the, like, you know, pump fakes and jukes and stuff. Now she's just running right at the guy. Absolutely. I'm like, don't fall for any of that. Who cares if he throws it or not? Just
watch his hips.
Just tag him.
Get him. Force him to his offside. Yeah. All that fun stuff. That's awesome to hear, because, I mean, you kind of said it in your little soliloquy there where, teams that are new, they basically, like, this is the time that they're getting it. Now you have essentially 10 games under your belt, so, like, people who haven't played before are starting to get it, as long as, you know, assuming they're there every week. And that's why you see some of these lower-seeded teams that are new pull these upsets, because now they're getting it, now they're understanding. So you're right, like you said, we played TMA early in the season, they beat you guys or whatever, and then but that's, you're not the same team you were then, obviously. And I don't know what happened with TMA. I know that there's just, I talked to Brent for like a minute before he left, and he just said it just wasn't our day. We just, the things that clicked weren't clicking, and that's just the way it is. And it sucks that they decided to wait for the playoffs to have that game, and, you know, look like TMA usually does in the playoffs. That's a burden that I shouldn't be saying, but either way, Big ups to you guys. That's awesome. Good win. Good. I don't even know who you play next week, then.
I think Cobblestone.
Yeah, it would be Cobblestone. Topper's ready to stats. That's why he made the noise.
Well, I do have it.
It has to be Cobblestone. It has to be Cobblestone.
Yeah,
playing one seed. Wow.
Oh, are you waiting for me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, I want you to say it's Cobblestone and confirm it.
Hold on. It's not big enough here.
Hopper's font size is usually 72.
They are playing cobblestone.
Hey, all right. We did it, guys. Good work. Nice. I love it. I love it so much.
A lot of pressure.
Thank you.
You just put
me
on the spot.
All right. And then, you know, let's just go to the 2 o'clock game so we can get moving.
All right. We have Blitzkrieg 40 and Lenny's Ladies 24. Woodpeckers 21, Lettuce Wins 6, and Not So Sticky versus Third Inch Long in the Eggplant Bowl, 31-6.
Eggplant Bowl wasn't as fun this year, was it?
So it was a little bit different this year. Last year what made the Eggplant Bowl so fun was it was just like a back-and-forth battle to the right. very end. There were like three or four lead changes in the last couple of minutes. And this year we kind of just jumped out to like a 20-point lead like immediately, and it was like, all right. It just didn't have the same type of feel as it did last year. I mean, tons of respect to the Kellers. It's just fun playing that game every year. I hope they agree to play us again next year for it.
It should happen.
I hope it becomes an annual tradition. I love those games. But, yeah, it just didn't have the magic of the first year just because we didn't have all that that action at the end.
All right, that's fair. Woodpeckers 21, Lettuce Wins 6. I didn't really see much. But I did talk. I talked to Joe after the game. He was really excited. You know, he's like, things are coming together after what was a pretty rough season for them. They were a little shorthanded, but still pulled it out. And then Let Us Win. I actually talked to the Iceberg. I found out his name is Mitch.
Mitch.
So yeah, Mitch Bennett. So Iceberg is a monster. He's a real good guy too. They were having fun. I talked to the quarterback too, whose name I forget at this point. My bad, dude. You probably don't listen to this. I hope. Either way, they're really good guys, and they like the league, and they're gonna stick around. So. Even though they lost, I mean, they were having fun, and that's really all you can ask for. Blitzkrieg 40, Lenny Ladies 24. I can get into it, but I'll let Stephanie talk for probably 2 minutes. Go ahead.
We were in it in the beginning, and
sure were.
Had a few bad passes that led to interceptions.
Sure did.
I'm not going to blame names or anything.
Well, I got it.
But if we, obviously, if those didn't happen, honestly, we won that game.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and square. Caitlin rushed her mind out, rushed out of her mind. She crushed it. Obviously, she made, I don't know, there was, what did she run? Like a post? I don't know. She ran like a post, and you saw it, and you just threw it, and she caught it for a touchdown.
Yeah, she's a special player.
Katie was playing great on defense. I mean, she made catches. She was just found the holes, too, on offense, which is great.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, because
that's all we had to do was just find the holes and...
Yeah, I think we called like three actual plays because they were giving so much room, and these girls are good enough to just know where the spaces are now, and that makes my job real easy. So we would walk down the field. We scored a few times, like I said. They scored right before half, and we had the ball with like a minute 30 left, and I was like, all right, we'll just march down the field again, and it'll be fine. And I said, you know what, screw it, because the best part of being on a gender team and quarterbacking one is that when you have that long bomb touchdown, because nobody thinks that like, the girls can do that to them, you know, dudes can be. And I was like, all right, this is what we're going for. Because we got the ball after the half, too. So if we get the touchdown right before half, get it again, double up, it's a wrap. So I called the play where essentially, like, Caitlin was going to run down one sideline, and then Britt Matthews, she was there, she was going to run, like, the post to pull the safety away. And she did it so well that she was open, and I was supposed to pump to her and then throw it to Caitlin, who's wide open. But Britt looked so open, I got really excited and just threw it to her anyway. Which was dumb because the other safety came across to pick it off. Meanwhile, Kayla was open on the sideline for what would have been a touchdown. Instead, they get the pick. They actually end up pitching it to a girl and getting, you know, that's like a 16-point swing technically. So kind of sucked for us there. And then I made one other bad play that got picked off, and that was kind of like a wrap there. But the girls played awesome. My girls are amazing. I say it every time. They're the best. We're always having fun out there laughing, even when things aren't going well. We've improved as a team defensively. That's a big part because, like I said, the big part about gender teams is a lot of these girls don't play safety. They don't play the middle. Most women play the wing and they rush. So for them to have to play the other positions when they're not used to it, like they just got to have the reps to do it. And they got better, and the girls that were there were great. Our other girls, we had some girls that couldn't be here because they were out of town. What are you going to do? Stuff happens, but we
played
awesome.
Shout out to Lindsay for subbing too.
Yeah, she subbed in to play on defense so we could have enough girls for the game. Britt was supposed to leave at halftime, but whatever she had to do, she stayed. She's like, no, I'm not going. I'm not fucking leaving. So it was great. We lost. Shout out to Blitzkrieg. They're awesome. I love those guys. Alex and I were like fake talking shit to each other. It was a blast. They're really good people. Light red hoodie guy wore a light gray hoodie, and that kind of threw us off.
Good.
So it's like, that is probably what that was actually what the difference was. He was a light gray hoodie guy. I didn't know who he was. So tons of fun, and whatever. Hopefully we'll be back at it, and we'll figure it out from there. So that's it for the games. We're coming up at, well, we're not even an hour yet. Spectacular. I know. You got to get going. So do you want to drop your winners, losers, and final
thoughts? Yeah, I'll just do all of mine quickly before everyone else does their lap.
You got to skedaddle.
Yeah, I do. Father's Day stuff. You all understand. My winners of the week, I'll take Zach Attack and Passing While Intoxicated. I think both seven seeds that had some some pretty awesome upsets, and that's why we play the game, right? Yeah, I mean, sometimes the regular season doesn't go your way, but that doesn't mean you're done. You learn from mistakes, you get better.
Just gotta make playoffs.
That's exactly it. Garrett Beasing, just because the guy almost went 3-0, and every one of the games, I'm near the sidelines, and I just hear the way he communicates with his teammates and gets everybody fired up. It's exactly the guy you want on your team for a playoff game.
The best.
And, of course, the Colors just for giving us an awesome tradition with the Eggplant Bowl. Those are my winners. My losers of the week, I'll take Lee and Warren from Cobblestone. Yeah. There's just no place for, taunting the way they were. You know, it's right. One thing, if it's good-natured, back and forth in a game. This wasn't good-natured. They're, chirping Paul Shinta on the sideline. It's like, dude, he's, you know, 20 years. He's 20 years older than you. He's not, he's not even on the field at the time. It's like, There's a time and a place for that kind of back and forth, but this wasn't back and forth. This was just, guys, you need to relax. Understand the situation. Those are my losers. And my final thoughts, looking forward to Sticky Bandits winning D1 next week.
Oh, I love that for you. Oh, yeah. All right, well, Jeff has to skedaddle because he has to go. So go. What are you looking at me for?
See you later, buddy. Bye. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out. I love that. So anyway, Jeff Kroll, everybody. Great.
We're glad you leaving.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll just do. So now we'll go back to normal. We'll do our winners of the week. Mike, unfortunately for you, you're going to go first because you're right to my left. So Mike, give me your winner of the week.
So I'll say I was going to actually. But it's on my team. I was going to put Buddy Lee as my winner only because I had mentioned him earlier, and also because I just thought that from switching from me to him, sometimes taking over at quarterback at a different time of the season doesn't always work out. So having him switch out and be our QB and lead us to a win in the playoffs, that's my winner for this week.
I love that. All right, Jen, it's on you. Who's your winner of the week?
My winners of the week this week are going to be Steph Infection, actually.
Okay.
It was a tough game. I mean, a lot of people got injured, I thought. There were a lot of people who kind of got injured and knocked out, and, there were a lot of words back and forth between teams, but honestly, everybody stayed really, civil with each other and had a good time and hugged at the end of the game, and, it was a tough loss for us, and, we lost it literally right at the end, too, so... But I think everyone, Garrett was really nice to everybody and came in and hugged everybody. And, overall, it was a really good experience and everyone still did really well with each other. So, despite people getting kind of knocked out a lot throughout that game.
Kind of knocked out?
There were quite a few.
Fist fights?
No, not like that. But there were definitely a couple injuries that game. I think Jamie McCabe got hit or Kyle got hit.
So,
both the practice squad guys, got knocked out with each other.
They took each other out.
I know Adrian took a nice, shoulder to the face and had a really swollen jaw for a little bit. So it was, a violent game. But
was this football or
and these are the winners. These are the winners.
These are the winners.
I love this. It's fantastic. Winners are everybody hurting each other. Fantastic. Stephanie, on to you.
I guess I gotta give a shout out to my Breakfast Club team, just for being showing up. I never had a problem really with subs, and I'm glad. I miss Ashley, but can't wait to have her back next week. But also I want to give a shout out to Joe K.
Ooh,
as my
winner.
Just because obviously Bullet Club, we didn't get the way we wanted, and I know you were very upset, but you came through for us in the ladies game, and you were just, I mean, obviously a few bad passes, but you were still just trying to keep
thanks,
us.
Thanks,
wow. We've heard that twice now.
You were trying to, you just were you were so upbeat and just were, you were just focused, and you were just I want this win. Obviously, it didn't go our way, but you wanted it so bad, I could see it, and I just appreciate you just for being my captain two times, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of own you. It's weird. Anyway, here we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of people who own me, Topper, hey.
Yeah. So I have a couple winners of the week. Can't touch this.
That's
a big win.
Love that for them.
I mean, anyone that knocks Joey Betts out of the playoffs is okay in my book.
It's so good. I love it so much.
And then Jeff May for driving B's brother home.
Yeah, how did he lose that?
He said he would do it.
What an idiot.
But once I learned that he would do it, I then loaded him up.
Yeah, you did. And he passed out on the ride home. Jeff Mace had the
you might have did him a favor.
The video of just sleepy Jeff.
First of all, to get the address information where he actually lives had to be impossible.
I would have just dropped him off somewhere at some point. Just like, listen, you live here now.
Dude, where do you live?
That's amazing. I had a 14-minute conversation with B's brother about the new Ninja Turtles game that came out and how he got Casey Jones unlocked. And I was like, I did that too, which is true. I did. But, God, having that guy around is great.
I just a quick little drop there. I had to drive B's brother home one time from football, and he lived right by Wendy's at the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of going there, we went to Axel's house. As soon as I got to Axel's house, though, like, I threw him in a cab. I'm like, this is going to be good because, you know, B's brother's kind of drunk, and the cab driver, you know, didn't speak very well English either.
Well,
I'm like,
brother, it's perfect.
I just wish we would have had that.
That's when we needed the dash cam. Yeah. Yeah. You never got it back.
Well, yeah.
That's the unseen video. That would have been perfect. I love that.
Yeah. All right, well, that's my winners of the week.
That's fun. All right, so my winners of the week. My first winner of the week is Travis because, besides being my Breakfast Club quarterback, that dude's ankle is not a thing he should be playing sports on right now. And he played extremely well in Breakfast Club. He killed it for the Dills. He's been killing it with the sublist stuff. And he's just played really well. And to gut through that is actually like semi, about as inspirational as you can get in the TSL. But it was really awesome of him to, like, he just busted his ass and it was fantastic. My other winner of the week, Tommy Hughes is one. He came in, he balled out on one leg. He made some amazing catches. But like I said earlier, he flew in specifically from, you know, from where he was working to make sure he can make the playoff game. He came right from the airport. He balled out. And then I also have Tom/Garrett because these two were pulling some magic bullshit at the bar afterwards where I don't know how they're doing. I don't know how they're pulling this one off. Maybe you guys have heard of this before and I'm just blind to it. But if you tell Garrett, any celebrity, tell Garrett the celebrity, he will start, like, saying, all right, cool, here we'll do. And he does this, like, weird snap thing, and he's given Tom some sort of signal about what celebrity you told him. Could be anybody. And Tom guesses it on the first try every time. So I don't know how he's getting the information. Like, we blocked Tom. Tom walked far away. So Garrett doesn't have his phone, so we couldn't be texting. Like, I have no clue how it did it, but they got it right almost every single time, except one time Tommy picked George Springer instead of Jerry Springer, so it was close. So there's something wrong there. And one time he didn't know who Harry Styles was at all. He didn't know that person existed. Topper doesn't either, so we're good. And
I don't know who he is, but I'm trying to figure out. He's snapping?
Garrett was, because so like, you'll tell Garrett, Tommy will be ready, and then Garrett will go look at you, whoever tells them the person. He goes, all right, you got to pay attention. You got to do the snaps. It's all about the snaps. And then he'll say like some semi-hint, but like it's not even like a good hint. It doesn't say who it is at all, but the way he snaps, I don't know what they do, but Tommy gets it every time. It's disgusting. Disgusting. We were just in shock. So, like, it was super cool. Like, I need to learn that trick because it was tremendous. So they're just saying they're Jedi mind-tricking people, and they kind of were. So that was exciting. So anyway, that's it. That's all I got for winners because things are fun. And
we should get them drunk, though, and see if it
they were drunk.
Gets,
yeah. They did it while
like
they were
drunker. Drunk. I mean, like, no, drunker.
They were both drunk already.
So,
don't
like,
you worry.
The snaps are... The time is
I need
it.
To
just
learn
throw
how to
that
do
off.
It. It's just going to be bullshit that I need to know. I love it. I'm so mad that I don't know how they did it. Like, I'm blocking Tom. Jeff Eason's behind, like, watching, making sure nothing happened. It was just a shit show that was fantastic.
Sounds cool.
It's something, so I need to know what the hell they're up to. And apparently they've been doing this for years on people, and I had no idea it existed. So that brings us to losers of the week. Mike, we're going to start with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna take myself on this one.
I love it.
In the Breakfast Club, again, not staying on my feet. Just we were trying to make a comeback. It might have been possible. I don't know if we had enough time left at all. But like, you still got to stop the other team on defense. Mm-hmm. And I tripped over my own teammate. I think as
fantastic.
I went to cover my. We were playing man too, so that was even worse. It wasn't like I even had anybody to bail me out. I tripped and fell down. So, and then,
that's
and then
something
I,
you don't see every day.
yeah. And I knew it. I knew it. And I got up and I'm like, yep, he's getting the ball. and then also, who did we have drinking an NA beer?
Oh, John Langley.
Is that what his boss is? I'm sorry. I'm picking him just because he didn't even look at it. He just took it and chucked it.
I don't understand why he even did that. I just bought him a non-alcoholic beer. It'd be fun. And then he just dropped down to a knee and slammed it. I'm like, all right, that's fine.
Oh, you didn't even pause it?
I think he thought he was supposed to chug it.
Someone has him trained well. But here's a fast mile.
Here's a drink.
And I'm looking at him and I'm like, is that an NA topper? Topper's like, yeah, that's definitely an NA beer. He's like, don't you tell him. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I won't.
That's the only way to get suspended for life. I love that.
And I was like, all right then.
Jenna, who's your loser of the week?
So my losers of the week, I'm going to have to agree with Jeff Kroll on Cobblestone, because it was, it was a rough game back and forth as far as words being said. But as for another loser, I'm actually going to have to give that to myself, because I was
late for the podcast.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I was infected for the podcast. I did forget that I was supposed to be here. That's on me. But I, we lost at Breakfast Club. I was definitely a little harsh to Billy throughout the game, and I ref, so, I shouldn't act like that, so that's, and then I subbed at 10 with Sleaze and Season, and we lost, so I just lost two games and then had to go ref at 11, so I definitely didn't go into that game with the best attitude, and
right.
I, practice squad and Spinelli's were, having a pretty back and forth game, and I was definitely being a little harsh with the clock and trying to get them moving, and B ended up having like a 5-second huddle after they finally stopped like dicking around, and I was like, and he was like, are you serious? Like, I didn't even get a huddle, and I like kind of yelled at the field. I was like, well, it's not my fault you guys weren't paying attention, and we just kind of went like,
that's right,
it's always fun.
So, we were kind of going a little back and
forth. Nah, as a referee, that's what you're supposed to do. Fuck him.
So we went a little back and forth, and he came up to me after. He's like, I'll be honest, I was not listening to you at all. And I was like, I know you
were. Well aware of the scenario, sir.
And Spinelli's got a little mad because they caught the girl counted way too quick, and practice squad caught a gender touchdown, so I gave them the gender touchdown because, she counted fast, she stepped over the line, and, they were pissed, and I was pissed, so I definitely wasn't very good yesterday. It was a rough day for me.
It was a rough day for a lot of people. Don't feel bad about it.
It was a rough day.
No, don't beat yourself up about it. Stephanie, give me your losers of the week and talk for more than 5 minutes. Go ahead.
More than five? Oh, God. Let's see. I guess my losers of the week would be, honestly, teammates not showing up, especially for a particular game, Bullet Club. I don't know why he didn't show up, and just bailing last minute, but
we
could have used you.
Do we need a name?
No names. I want names.
Let's say there's Gordon. I didn't say Gordon yesterday.
All right, Gordon gets a pass because he just had a kid, so.
Zach?
It's not good. It's not good when Topper knows your whole team.
Zach? You're done. He had a golf tournament,
he's going to figure it out.
So.
All right.
He could have been there.
I didn't see Zach yesterday.
He had a golf tournament.
That was the golf tournament that came out?
He had a golf tournament.
All right. Let me go through your roster.
And then someone who showed up, I think someone was supposed to be there, and I think Joe K said that they bailed last minute. I don't know. I think it was Pauly J, maybe?
Oh, Pauly J.
I think he was, I'm pretty sure he was supposed to be there.
All right.
But he used you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
That's it? All right, well, I'll go to my losers of the week. I have two. So I have Sean Wisenhall. Wisenhall. So first of all, he stole my stopwatch. And... yeah, so, and then the other thing, he knows what he did. He knows.
What'd he do? Tell me what he did.
Oh, I mean, he was just mouthing off to Savati during our game and,
really?
Saying, cover me better. And what I'm like, dude, you're the best player in the league. Savati's like 40, so.
I think he's older than that.
Probably he is. I mean, I'm just saying 40 is a safe bet. I'm just like, Sean, just act like the best player. He caught a touchdown and he spiked the ball. I mean, it's just, I don't know what got into him. It wasn't even a close game, so.
That's a bummer.
It seems like we're talking about that a lot today, and I don't understand it, because it's like, once we all go back to the bar and stuff and hang out, it's like, everyone's cool with everyone.
Yeah.
And even when I'm playing, I'm cool with everyone. Like, even if I have an issue with a call, it's not even personal, and I don't yell about it either. I'll talk to the ref or something, but like, it's not like we're getting paid to do this. It's fun, recreational football, and like, just I just think if you can't handle yourself, I just don't understand it.
It's a mixture of people being incredibly competitive and it being playoffs, so like it does matter more this week, you know.
And I get that too.
I mean, like I said earlier, I yelled at Derek at refereeing in the Bullet Club game because of shit I didn't agree with and whatever. And I like to think that I'm not that guy, but nope. It's different. It's playoffs. It is what it is, and that's just how it rolls sometimes.
Can you call like penalties and stuff when people are overly excited and stuff like that? I feel like I've seen that happen before when people are like overly excited and spike the ball and be kind of cocky like that.
Billy did call a penalty on that.
See? Okay. And like that's one thing that Ramir used to just like harp on, like when you get the 10,000 word email before the playoffs from him, excuse me, where he would say, if they mess with you, if they say shit to you, you set them out for a play or two. This is playoffs, and they need to calm down.
What is the penalty for that?
I mean, you can literally call it on your own. You don't even have to call it on the player or on the team. It would be just a thing where, like, cool, you're going to take a rest. If somebody's make them sit out for a series, or you can make them sit out for a half. If they're crazy, or you kick them out of the game. If somebody's going to be that much of a dick, and that's literally in the referee's power, and. I know Ramir used to harp on that all of the time because he said, you guys are the refs, you're doing them, you know, you're doing the service of refereeing these games because without you guys, we don't really have a league in this scenario. Yeah. And he used to always say, if they're dicks to you, kick them right out, boot them out. And people get mad about it, but hey, don't lose your cool. You know, like we say it on the podcast and I know it's written in articles, stuff like be nice to the refs. Like there's no reason for it. You know, there's going to like, it's with discretion. If somebody gives you like a little bit of shit because they're frustrated, whatever, let it go. But when it becomes like too much, then you go, all right. Give them the warning. If they don't heed the warning, fuck them.
I think in the 3 years I've been around, I've only ever seen one person kicked out of a game. So, you know,
right.
I feel like everybody is usually pretty professional with each other and not like that.
Sure. I mean, everybody who's ref for like, I mean, you said, like we said earlier, you're a newer ref, but anybody who's ref for more than, you know, many seasons, they're just kind of like semi used to it. So, They know what's, like, the line.
Right.
But you'll figure out your own line, and every referee is different with that, and, you know, every player is a little different with how much of a jerk they can be. So don't push the line, because you can get tossed, and if that happens to you and you cost your team, that's not on the referee. That's on you for losing your own cool.
Yeah. Speaking of tossing, my other loser of the week, John Langley.
Hey! What did he toss?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to have the same one, but I
my, no, my it's bad.
Better. No, it's fine.
He's good.
He lost to Derek Pugh and George in the longest ball toss off that they had.
Some impromptu machoism. Did anybody make it the entire field? During the Lenny's Ladies game. Yeah. I know it, because I saw it on the field next to us.
That's what is happening.
So I know Derek did. I think George also did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know John can't, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Derek can
throw. And Langley made it like maybe, you know, 75% of the way. That's generous. oddly, though...
This
they all
before
threw
or
it,
after the NAB?
They all threw it. This is before. They threw it further against the wind.
Against the wind.
Yeah, so. All right, that's my losers of the week.
That's fantastic. All right, so my losers of the week, I got two of them. The first one's me. I lost my games, and I definitely threw two really terrible plays that cost the Lenny's Ladies a victory for sure. But other reasons are because... I definitely was asked at some point during the night where from Hogan and from Prim if I could close out their tabs because I was still at the bar. And I said, sure, no problem. And then completely forgot about it. This morning I was looking back, I was like, oh, I definitely forgot. Well, Hogan asked me right before the Lenny's Ladies game. So I played the entire game and then completely forgot that it existed. And then Prim asked me when like I was already like just shot. So it was in the middle of like watching Tom and Garrett do
magic. Are you saying their tabs are still open?
Yeah, it might be.
Why are we here?
They close them out at the end of the night, and they automatically tip themselves 20%.
Yeah, that's
whatever your tab is.
That's on me.
Because
someone's done that before.
Yeah,
right.
Every single week, actually, I forget. So.
Right, exactly. So
literally
every you're way to write the book
tab.
On it.
Yeah.
I love that. So the best part is I had to stop to close my own tab. Never thought about closing it. I completely forgot. That's on me. So I own that shit.
Yeah.
And then my other loser. Topper, what is happening with you and the dogs right now?
She's in the toilet.
Oh, fair enough. Where'd she learn that?
Me.
Clearly learned behavior.
I love it. Anyway, so then my second loser of the week is B's brother. So B's brother...
Wow, he's a loser of the week?
He's a loser of the week because He informed me that he's not going to be here for championship
Saturday. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He will not be here, even though he's graced us with his presence every week just about this year. He's been fantastic, and now he's instead taking... it's not even for league business to discuss TSL Georgia. He's just going there to help his uncle out and do stuff. But either way, Jeffrey Lewis is loser of the week because he is going to bail on us for the play for the championship Saturday. Biggest week. He couldn't wait a little bit longer. Crazy.
One more week. Just one more week.
All right, so as we bring it on home, we come to final thoughts, which, if everybody's well aware, this is your time to say whatever you want about the league, life. It doesn't have to, I guess it doesn't have to be about the league, but this is your time to say whatever you want. It's all on you. Take your time, bring it up, and we'll discuss it. Go on. Mike, it's on you.
Yeah, actually, I just want to give a shout out to the guys that run this whole thing, the Topper, Jeff, and I know Travis does the sub, like helping out with the sub list and all that. And for what I see from like my point of view, like obviously we don't have a league if and none of these guys do what they do every week, especially with everyone that's been stepping up reffing also. So it's like, for me, I really appreciate like all that work that goes on behind the scenes so that we can do this every Saturday, because I have a blast. We talk about how you don't even want to make plans at all for the rest of that mm-hmm. Saturday, because you know you're gonna be there all day. Yep. You could have a game at 1 and you don't even have another game left, and yet you'll still be there till like, you know, 7 o'clock mm-hmm. or later, depending on you know, who you run into, who you talk to, and that's really where you get to know all the teams and stuff too, and so that's what I mean. And then they make it feel like a family environment. So that's my final thought.
Beautiful.
And I'm excited for next week, because this is when it gets really interesting for playoffs.
So, I think it's already interesting personally, but you're not wrong, my dude. All right, Jenna, this is your final thought.
Okay. My final thoughts for the season, I'm not sure if I'm going to be around next week. I might try to show up to Breakfast Club, watch that
Why?
Final game.
Why would you not be around?
I'm going to volunteer to ref, of course. So if I'm
Why would you not be around? Even if you're not reffing, just hang out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Nothing. Just, you know.
Exactly. See you at the field.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah. So, aside from that. All
right. Final thought.
I think overall it was a really great season. I really enjoyed stepping up and reffing. I thought that was a lot of fun. I met a lot of people. I got to know a lot of new teams, play on a couple different teams. So I think it was great. I wish more people stayed and hung out a little bit. I feel like the season was pretty light with people hanging out after football, but it's also spring and it's summer and people are busy, so I think it's usually busier in the fall, typically, for people to hang out.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think it was really great. I'm looking forward to next week. I think it was a good season. I loved being a Breakfast Club captain. That was a good experience, so, yeah.
Well, you're probably going to do it again, so get ready for it.
I would love to.
So. Might not have a choice. Anyway.
I would love to.
Well, thank you. Stephanie. You go. It's your time.
Let's see. I just want to thank, honestly, Topper. Thanks for just running the greatest league ever and giving me my best.
So humble. You're
giving welcome. Me the family that I never knew I needed, and my best friends. And I just love coming. This is my Saturdays. Everyone, they ask, I'm like, what do you do? I'm like, I have football on Saturdays.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't make plans. I don't take trips. Like, I'm always here. As most people know, and I just couldn't ask for a better league to be a part of. I play in a lot of leagues like soccer and stuff, and nothing compares to the TSL and football, and the friends that I've made and everything. So yeah.
Aww.
And then shout out to, again, my Breakfast Club team. You guys are just awesome.
Yeah, whatever.
And also,
bitter. Love
I do
it.
Love
yeah,
the
whatever.
Captains that we have this session.
That was
too.
Fun. The captain's chat was fun. It was popping off with the bets and stuff.
It really sucked that Becca couldn't be here these last couple weeks. She was definitely missed.
Which one was Becca?
Yeah, I don't recall who that even.
Do we really want to go over your experiences with all the captains, Topper?
That's going to be a different podcast.
Fantastic. Becca was your captain.
Oh, yes.
She's still gallivanting around Europe or whatever she's doing.
She comes home Monday.
I did hear yesterday that we might do a fall Breakfast Club, so that would be cool.
Yeah, you see, again, you were late, and we already announced that that's 100% cool. Happening.
Okay, great. So no, that's on me for being late, because I saw.
We should have done a documentary on Becca this season.
I think we'll just do it next year.
All the Breakfast Club bets that she lost.
Oh, my God.
I know, and then she went through the ringer. She wasn't even here for her team's win, either.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Her team won without her present. That's honestly the best part.
She man, you guys are get like a 5-yard catch, and she'd scream she like you won the Super Bowl, and I loved it. Yeah. It's the best.
Even she's a great motivator.
She loves it. She believes in her team. She loves her team, and that was spectacular. I know it killed her to not be
there.
Yeah, until
she disappeared, yeah.
Yeah, to Europe.
Ugh. Europe.
Who goes to Europe?
Who would go there instead of playing TSL?
I know.
For Americans, we fought for the right to not have to be over there. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway.
And she just chose to leave.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So she's like a winner and a loser, I guess, at the same time. But anyway,
be a loser of the week.
Final thought for Patrick McGovern,
so
who doesn't have to play football next week.
I don't have to play football next week.
You have to show up, by the way.
I know, I have
I'm
to
sorry,
show
you're
up.
Contractually obligated.
It's kind of your league.
You have to show up.
Yeah, it's not the first time I've showed up on Championship Saturday without having any games.
I'm lucky I have one, so I'm not going to talk shit.
Yeah. So yesterday, I got someone came into the bar when I was having lunch and just said, you know, Topper, we have a problem.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. They were blocked in the parking.
Oh, yeah, this has happened before.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, I mean, I'm not responsible for parking.
Right.
I'm not responsible for other people who block other people in while parking and trying to find a spot. But what I don't understand is why people just don't park that get there early on the grass.
I don't know.
A lot of people
probably because
the
I don't think
too.
They know they can.
Yeah.
I don't think they know they can. Other than the 1 week where you were like specifically like, hey, I'm here, park over here.
Yeah.
Nobody else, because like it feels like...
It's not my own private parking lot.
I steal any spot every week, so yeah. Like I don't park anywhere near that. But I understand, like if I was coming, I wouldn't think I could park on the fields there. So
yeah. Well, I mean, when we first started playing right. there,
yeah, I'll do that.
We used to always park on the grass, and people would tailgate back there, and it was fun.
Yeah, that seems like an awesome. Yeah, I remember. Well, that was before they put in like the railroad ties that people were driving into
yeah.
yesterday. But that's a different story that we saw during.
Not many
I think that was our Breakfast Club game, and we just stopped.
That,
to, yeah,
right,
we just
yeah.
looked at somebody ripping their bumper off. It was hilarious. But yeah, no, I get it. That sucks. But I think the key that Topper's trying to get here is, don't bother him when he's on lunch. Also,
okay, that point came across.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
what I
the other thing
yeah.
is, and then the second underlying theme was, don't bother Topper at all.
Yeah, I just don't think Topper wants to be bothered ever. To
he
be
doesn't
honest.
Unless you're offering him
unless
you're offering him a Corona, a cinnamon roll, or you're an attractive female. Don't talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically
yeah.
it, right?
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I have some more losers of the week.
Go ahead, Topper. It's your show.
I think that you just brought up cinnamon rolls.
I know.
Yeah. the girls from Zach Attack, Kayla and Jenna, for not showing up today.
Unbelievable. Right. I have not eaten breakfast yet because
yeah.
I thought they were going to be
here.
Same
here. So, very disappointing. Thanks for reminding
me. We're going
me.
To starve. I'm clearly wasting
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Keep right. laugh. Anyway.
That's it. I'm done.
That's fine. Final thoughts for there. All right. So my final thought is, I mean, I guess I'll just go right into it. Like, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. It's super cool. Like, Mike is being a dad right now with future best at the bar. future best at the bar winner, Colorado Emma.
I called her that yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, they're like, I was like, this is my offspring. And they're like, oh, yeah, Colorado Mike has a kid. And I'm like,
Colorado?
Yeah, Colorado Emma.
I love that. I didn't know you did that until now. It's spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
What is
the whole, like, story behind
the
call?
If you
oh, my
got here on time, you would have heard it already.
Go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you're
going to
have to listen to this episode now.
Oh, this girl. Anyway,
yeah.
that made it better. No, you saying that makes it 100% better.
I was really drunk yesterday.
We
I didn't know I was supposed to show up this morning.
You did. You just didn't. Anyway. But like I said, all the dads out there, there's so many like people in our league that I've befriended before they were dads and they're about to be dads or they already are dads now. I mean, I named a few of them before, like Travis is about to be a father and I think he's gonna be a great one. And Tommy Hughes is a great dad. And like all the other people that like I've talked about, like it's spectacular. I'm a dog dad. It's good enough. Right. Like whatever. That dog cost me more money than most things in my life. So it counts. But, it's awesome. Like I always like I love catering to like the moms in the league and like all the badasses out there. But like, you know, Coach Jay's gonna be a fantastic father. You don't think that Coach Jay's gonna not raise a perfect human being? You're insane. Like, I'm really excited for my friends to like do that. You had mentioned when I was peeing about Gordon just having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon's a fantastic dad. Although that's not why he missed. The military took him away.
And
he can't do anything about it. That's why I don't give him too much shit.
I was actually in the military with Gordon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know all about
yeah.
that. You guys, listen, this
he
is a family friendly podcast.
Oh, okay.
We don't need to get in that. We
don't
need to get in that.
He got a free pass anyway.
He gets a free pass. But, no. But just like, I love it. So, like I said, shout out to all the dads out there. Like I said, moms get a ton of credit because everybody's going to like lean towards how cool women are. I get all that jazz. They got to carry the fucking kid. Good for them. That's the worst. Like I said, the best thing that ever happened to me in my life was being born a male. But, either way, like, dads are awesome. My dad kicks ass. He's my hero. He's that dude for me. And, like, shout out to all of them. That's it, though. So, like, that's just it. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Because, again, we're recording this on Father's Day. You might not listen to it on Father's Day. But if you didn't, then that's on you. You should be listening to this as soon as it loads on Spotify, which hopefully will be, well.
Could be tonight.
Could be. What else you got to do today?
Nah.
See? So might be tonight, guys. But with that, thank you, everybody. Playoff Saturday was fantastic. The weather was perfect. All right, maybe a little windy in some spots, but, like, it wasn't that. No.
It was a little chilly.
Yeah, it wasn't that chilly.
In the morning.
It was good for football. It was good football weather. That's exactly what it is. When you think football weather, you're not thinking 85-degree days. You're thinking about September, you know, like Bills home opener weather. And that's kind of what we got, and that was spectacular. Lots of good games, lots of good upsets, because there's always upsets. It's always ridiculous. Congrats to Colorado Mike here for getting two of them, and that's awesome.
It was a big day.
You're killing it out there. Thank you again. Thank you, Colorado Mike, for showing up. Thank you, Steph, for showing up. Jenna, come on. But that's fine. You did your best.
I swear, I'm going to make it up to you guys.
She texted me and she's like, again, it's a family-friendly podcast.
I have some ideas.
She texted me and was like, I wasn't invited.
Patrick McGovern, everybody. Remember when you hated doing the podcast and now you're just this guy who makes witty quips and bad stats? I love your evolution here.
My role.
She was like, Joe wants to know if you're showing up. And I was like, to what?
She's like, I wasn't invited. I'm like,
I swear.
She was like, no, Joe invited us both yesterday. And I was like, I don't remember that. What time do I have to be there? And she's like, I'm pretty sure right away. And then you had immediately texted me. And I was like,
Steph's not going to be forceful enough for when Jenna tries to bail. So I'm going to yell at her. And just guilt her into driving out to Sanborn anyway. It's beautiful. But like I said, thank you everybody for being here. It was spectacular. Playoff Saturday was awesome, which only means that Championship Saturday is going to be even better. Like we always like to say, if you're out, if you don't have a game next week, still show up, because it's usually like it'll be a big party. We're going to have a great time. There's going to be, I assume, champagne bottles for the winners. It's going to be a whole bunch of fun stuff out there. It won't be like Lenny Ramirez Day crazy, but it's still like the good. Oh. You said you made that like you're going to do a thing. You know what?
I'm going to look into something.
Yeah, of course he is. See, that's why I say these things, because it just gets the gears turning. Once that hamster starts sprinting, there's no stopping it in that head. All right. But thank you, everybody.
I hear it squeaking right now.
Right? It squeaks all right. Once again, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I appreciate you all for taking an hour and 20 minutes out of your day to do that. Oh, thanks to Jeff Pro, who showed up and left.
It was just an hour for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We know.
Cool. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, everybody. I appreciate you all. And we're going to see you in a week for Championship Saturday. Cannot wait for it. Later. Bye.
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 Incredible thoughts. In the pitch black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.